Yeah, how are you?
Hi, good morning. This is David. I'm calling you with Local Splash. We're a Google Verified partner. I believe you spoke with one of our AI assistants.
Is this David?
Yes, sir. This is David.
How you doing, David? You remember me?
Let's see what I got here. Shoki Clean Out in Holland. Yes. How you guys been?
I'm good, man. How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic, my brother. How can I help you out today?
Remember, I spoke with you like a month ago, last month, and then you said you was, you probably would be able to help me with, I have the dumpster business and stuff like that. You said you probably be able to help me with, get some more leads and stuff like, get more attractions and stuff like that, you know?
For sure. So I see here, right, you got 104 five-star reviews on your Google business profile, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I remember our conversation. Okay, so yes, there's a few things we can do for you. Now, the reason why we were calling out and why we had the conversation last month, I mean, have you done a search recently for junk removal or, you know, junk hauling near me?
I'm pretty sure, I want to focus more on that dumpster and stuff like that, you know.
The dumpster rentals?
Yeah.
Okay.
But if I get some jobs for junk removal, I'd do it too. But I'm more focused on that dumpster and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, kind of. It's easy money, right? You drop it off, let them fill it up with their junk, and you come back and pick it up. Once
yeah, finished, I come back.
A lot easier to keep that. Yeah, for sure. I hear you. Okay. So let me get you pulled up here. I got 33584. Am I right?
Yeah, 33. My phone number?
No, 33584, it's going to be the zip code for the business.
Oh, yeah, Stephanie, 33584. I'm sorry, man.
No worries, you're good. So the reason why I was talking about the junk removal, because I put some notes here for the last time that we spoke, right? And junk removal is one of the hot keywords in the area. That means as far as services go, it's one of the top search services, right? So,
yeah, like I said, I don't mind doing some junk removal jobs. I don't mind, but it's like I want to, like,
you want to focus on the dumpster rental.
Yeah, your dumpster is more, because like with junk removal, sometimes it's a little bit hard to find helper. But like I said, like I don't mind focusing on, I don't mind doing some junk. If I could get some junk removal to it, it'll be perfect, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll tell you right now. I mean, the reason why I'm asking about the junk removal is because I don't want to tell you you're not going to get those jobs, because there's so many searches going on. You are going to get those calls for the junk.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as far as dumpster rental, we're going to get you those as well. Those, obviously, they're doing well as well. Now we have Diaz Junk Solutions. He's also doing dumpster rental, right? Dover Bros Disposal. Let me see who else I got here. Okay. Coastal Dumpster, Supreme Waste. Alrighty. So here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to do this one for you, this listing. It'll give you up to the 50 miles. Now, it depends. I mean, do you want to take your business into the Google Verified area? Do you like to set a budget, receive pre-qualified exclusive leads, or do you want to do flat rate?
Like, what is Google Verified? Like,
okay. So, like Google Verified.
Google Ads and stuff like that?
Google Ads is a little bit differently, only because it's a pay-per-click campaign, okay? Which means whenever a client clicks there, you get charged.
I don't want to do Google Ads.
No. I wouldn't ask you to do a pay-per-click, not for your services. Now, what Google Verified is, it's a pay-per-qualified lead program. It's one of a kind when it comes down to Google, right? Because it's the only program where clients are calling you directly when they need the service. Google's going to pre-screen them and then route them over to you in the form of a phone call. When they're getting routed to you, what they hear is you're now being routed to your Google Verified contractor. You then receive the call. Now, if in fact you do gain an appointment with this client, at that point your budget would be charged for a qualified lead, right? Now, it's just a little bit differently as far as the badges go. So you'll be upgraded with a couple of badges on your business profile. It's going to be like Bartolo Brothers Junk Removal, they got it. C&J Property Cleanup, Site Masters Junk. I mean, have you ever heard of any of these companies?
What's the name of it?
You got Diaz Junk, J-Dog Junk Removal, Bartolo Brothers, C&J Property Cleanup, Site Masters. Any of these guys?
Nah, I don't know who they are.
Dunkin' stuff removal.
Like my business. I'm in Stephna, Florida, which is right there outside of Hillsborough County. Yeah, you know, like it looks like a Hillsborough County, Florida.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I know exactly where you're at, right? These guys, if you look, so if you do that search, you'll see where it says serve Stephna, right? So basically, there's two qualifications, right? Now, if you want to be listed on the front page, your business has to be from that local area. Now, say like you're in that local area, you can do the 50-mile radius. If you wanted to go outside of those 50 miles and still be on the front page somewhere, that's where we would use Google Verify, right, to make sure that your business is listed there. I mean, are you owner-operator? You got a couple of crews, you know, is it?
I'm by myself, man.
Okay, so let's do the flat rate. Let's start with the flat rate. As you continue to grow and you want to expand outside of the 50-mile radius, then, you know, we'll talk about Google Verified and kind of going that way later on when the growth becomes a factor.
Like 50 miles radius, like how long it'll take the drive would be like over an hour, right?
Let me see. In your area, the 50-mile radius, let's see, about 50 minutes, right? Just, you know, depending on conditions at the time, if you were traveling the full 50 miles, right? Now, obviously, the goal is to keep you closer to home, right? So, I mean, say you want to do like a 30-mile radius, right? We can do that as well. We'll trim it down with the geofencing. Now, the biggest thing is we increase your search results the closer to home. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So, I mean, if you're ready to get started with that one, basically we'd be looking at, I can go ahead and waive the setup fee for you. I see you have your website. Who's hosting that one for you? Do you pay a monthly rate there or...
I don't know if you're familiar with Weebly.
Yes, I sure am.
Yeah. Like I did it with Weebly. I pay like a yearly. I think I bought it like 2 years rate, whatever.
Gotcha. So you know how much longer you have on the website, like for them to host it for you, for them to keep it live?
Oh, like at least a year, because I just renew it not long ago, like at least a year and some change.
Okay, so then it'll be your choice, right? If you like to keep the website just the way it is, basically we'll just grab the whole profile and optimize it, right, which is everything. Now, if you want us to rebuild the website, I'll have it rebuilt for you within 7 to 14 days, and you'll have access to your website through your Google Business Dashboard, okay? So
and
I can get a login.
Would that cost me extra, or?
No, I've already included it in the service. I included website, the social media packaging, as well as Apple Maps sharing Alexa at no extra cost. I did that on this radius because, I mean, you know, honestly, you're doing well, right? You have a strong profile. Now, what I want to do is continue building and grow to an area where you say, you know what, Dave, I bought some more dumpsters and I hired some more guys. Let's continue.
Yeah,
because
right now, at the moment, like what I want to do, because like I have 12 dumpsters. I have 12 dumpsters, which is like 12-yard dumpsters and stuff like that. And then I have two right now. I'm in a process. I'm trying to sell two of them right now so I can get some bigger dumpsters and stuff like that, you know. I'm mainly dealing with, like, homeowners and stuff like that, people that's doing, like, construction, like, you know, like, little, like, a home remodeling and things like that, you know.
So that's basically when you're going to go and rent out those dumpsters. I mean, they're cleaning out properties, they're new constructions, things like that.
Properties and stuff. I just basically like deal with more like a homeowners and stuff like that, you know. So it's just like I'm in a process right now. Like I said, I'm in a process right now selling like two dumpsters. So I can just get, because like I said, the people that I was using, and then they was, like I said, they was doing good at first, but for some reason they just stopped. It's just like I'm not getting no calls, no anything. I got like bills to pay. I got like a truck payment to make. I got like insurance to pay and everything. Those things are not cheap. And I'm not getting no calls. So a friend of mine, he told me that he used you guys and you guys helping him and stuff with his security company and stuff like that. So he's the one that got me, that gave me you guys information. I spoke with you and he said you could be able to help me and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, and there's key indicators that tell me, you know what I mean, when somebody's really going to be able to, you know, be helped. And it's really going to be those about those search results, right? And for on the dumpster rental, within just 10-mile radius of home base 33584, you had an average of 1,982 searches, right? So
how much?
I mean, the searches are going on. 1,982 searches. That was within only a 10-mile radius, right? And that's on average. So there's days that that spikes way over, right? So, I mean, that's a clear indicator that you're in the right area. The searches are going on. You just got to be in the right position, right? So
that's why I need help with and stuff like that. See if you guys could help me get some, get some traction. But, like, if I start with you guys today, like, how long you think you'll be able for me to get, like, on the top of that Google list, whatever, like,
What we're looking at realistically is about 45 days to be on the top of the Google listing. However, all your directory submissions go live within the first 5 to 7 days. That's like your Apple Maps, Siri, Alexa, Bing. So clients are going to be able to now find you when they say, hey, Siri, you know, find a dumpster rental near me. You know, it'll say we have, you know, Silky Dumpsters, Silky Clean Out and Hauling. They're available Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Would you like to call now? Yes. Boom. You get the phone call. Right.
Okay.
That's how that works for you. So those are live 5 to 7. Okay. Now, once we have you anchored on that front page, you're not going to rotate. And that's the beauty of the program. We don't hide the results. As soon as you sign up, you're able to go and download from your Play Store the app, which is going to give you access to the Google Business Dashboard. I'll send you your logins. If you want us to redo the website, it'll be in there. Also, your social media information will be in there. It'll be a CRM for all your new customers. It'll even show you how well you're ranking on Google in every different area, right?
Yeah.
So basically, all the results you're getting, very transparent and on the forefront. I don't have any long-term contracts. What I will ask is for at least 90 days, right? I mean, as far as our company goes, if you would decide to leave the program before the 90th day, there is a small early termination fee. So I'd like to cover that with you now. Basically, after you make your first payment, if you decide to leave, early termination fee is $385. After your second payment.
I mean, like I said, you guys don't have to worry about me leaving if you guys help me out.
Oh, for sure. I mean, and we will get it done. Here's the deal, though. I'm very transparent. You're going to know all the ins and outs of this program by the time we're done. That way, you feel very confident. You know exactly what's going on, right? And basically, I just like to cover it with you to keep you informed. Say, hey, Dave, you didn't tell me that. You know what I mean? And then you're upset. And it's better for business than I'm up front. Right?
Oh, okay. So, but the termination is, if it's like less than 90 days, I have to pay an amount, right?
Yeah. And here's the amount. After you, like, say today you signed up, right? And then next month, for some reason, you decide not to be with us. That early termination will be at $385. Now, after you make your second payment, it goes down to only $195. And after your 90 days with us, you have no early termination fee at all. Really fair, right?
Okay. So if I started right now, I have to pay the first month and then the 90 days?
Yeah, you would just pay the first month service, right? That'd be $299. There's a flat rate. I went ahead and waived the initial setup fees for you in programming so we can get you started.
I remember the last time you told me that you would do it for like $249.
See. Well, yeah, you're right. I mean, the listing at that time was at $249 because I see it here. Right now, it's at $299, but let me see what. Just a second. And so, see if I can get another discount code for us.
I want to cover like at least like a 50-mile radius. It might be a little bit too steep for me, but I could do like maybe like 40 miles or 40 miles radius. That'd be all right.
40-mile radius. Okay, then let me put that in, 40 miles. And update. Let me see. Any other service to help you out before? Like any other type of directory or anything as far as marketing goes?
They help me?
Yeah. Have you ever tried anything as far as digital marketing? An Angstis, Home Advisor, Yelp, Thumbtack, anything at all?
No, I tried this company before, and I was with them for a long time. Like I said, I was with them for a long time, but like I said, I don't know what happened. It's just like, the calls, I wasn't getting no calls. I think the report they was giving me was like fake reports. So I told the guy, I gave him 2 months. And then if I don't see anything change, I'm going to leave him. But I didn't see anything change. So I just left, you know?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, no one's going to want to be throwing the money into a void for no reason, right?
Okay.
I
was with them for like over 2 years and stuff like that. You know, it's called Quality Resource to the local PR.
Gotcha. Okay. So the reason why I was asking is because if I can use a competitor discount, I can get you back down to the 249 since the listing, it went up to 299. And you told me you were with the competitor, you even gave me the name. So I went ahead and listed it, and it did go down to 249 for you.
Yeah, what's the best you could do for me? Like with the price and stuff like that, you know? Cause like I said, right now, I'm busy money. It's like, I'm not, like I said, all my dumps are in the yard right now. I'm not making no money right now. So what's the best you could do for me?
Let's see. So, I mean, it looks like with the listing at $299, the competitor discount as well as their longevity service. Yeah, it looks like $249. I mean, that's going to be the biggest discount for you. But keep in mind, that's discounted all the way from $599. Right? I mean, that's normally what the listings are at. As far as this goes, this one was at $299. I cut it down to 40 miles, and then we used competitor discount. Was able to get you in at $249. That's dollar for dollar, right? That's with the social media marketing. If you want the website, we did it, no additional cost. So even when that one expires, you don't even have to pay them again. Just if you decide for us to do it now, great. If not, just let me know. Hey, my other one.
Like, what do you guys will do with the website? You guys will do like a.
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's gonna have a full facelift. I already, by looking at the website, there's a few things that we're gonna do. We're gonna add some AI chatbots in there. If you want any payment links in there, we can add them in there at no additional cost. So, say you have like a Zelle or a Cash App or Apple Pay, things like that for your customers, we link them in. There's no cost to actually transmit those payments or anything like that. So. Not a big deal. As far as your galleries go, you got some good pictures of your work and your dumpsters. What we want to do is put those into galleries and then back tag them and link them. So whenever clients are looking, you know, for dumpsters, they can actually be directed to the website and the photos of what they're looking for, right?
Oh, okay.
Some of the backlinking that we do.
If you look at my website, you see a link where they could just message me on there. Like on that contact, whatever, they could put their name and the email and they could contact me on that. They'll still be available, right?
Oh, absolutely. As far as like being able to contact you directly from the website?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. So when it comes down to that, I mean, what we do with the website is it's going to give every reason for a customer to call you, right? That's why to me, I mean, it's very important we get a hold of that website so that way we can go ahead and start doing the things that are needed to catch the customer's eye. So that's like a clear call to action. You know, maybe if you're interested in putting a little bit about yourself, the owner of the business, what you aspire to do, things like that, right? So that way when clients see, they feel very comfortable with, hey, this is the business that we want, right? Now, as far as them being able to reach out to you there in that contact page, for sure. We'll add a contact page where they can go and leave that. Not just that. Remember, you're going to have an AI chatbot that greets them when they come in. So it'll say, hey, thank you for, you know, coming over to Best Dumpsters Rental. Is there any questions I may be able to help you out with? If they start typing and asking questions there, it's going to go directly to your dashboard, right? You'll see the question, the conversation. AI is going to hold the conversation for you, right? And then
you guys will cover like the website SEO, the Google Map, the Yelp social media, Apple Map, Alexa voice, whatever, voice search, whatever.
Yeah.
But like, what are you guys going to cover?
And what else? Also, remember your social media. Remember your Facebook business profile. We're going to host that for you.
Okay.
And we'll redo the website.
You're going to need my access to my Facebook.
Yes. You'll promote us as manager, so that way we can go in there and start promoting that for you. That's right.
Oh, how do I add you guys as a manager?
So we'll send you all those links and walkthroughs. It comes right through. Like literally as soon as you sign up, we'll send you the information so that way you can download, and then I'll send you a tutorial video. It's about a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes long.
I have a problem, man, trying to connect my Facebook and then my Facebook business page to my IG Google page and stuff like that. I have a problem connecting them together, whatever, you know. And you guys will figure that out too, right?
Okay. Yes, we can figure it out, but let me figure out right now what's the root of the problem. So you say you're having a problem connecting your Facebook page with your GPP?
With my Instagram business page.
Okay, so connecting Facebook with Instagram. Now let me ask you a question. Are they both under the same email address and account information?
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you have both apps downloaded on your phone?
Yeah, I have both apps downloaded on my phone, but when I do it, everything goes to my personal Facebook. From when I do it from my Instagram, it goes to my personal Facebook, not my business Facebook.
Now, and most of the, here's the reason why. If you're posting it on Instagram first and then you share it to Facebook, it's going to share it to your main profile, right? Instead of a business profile. So what you want to do is create it on Facebook and then share it to Instagram. Now, remember, Facebook is, I guess you could say, for lack of a better term, I mean,
yeah,
it's the father of Instagram, right? It's like the granddad, right? Facebook's like the OG, right? So
yeah,
that's...
Yeah, when I do it for my Facebook, too, it shows to my... When I do it for my Facebook, too, it shows... It goes to my personal Instagram. So I don't know. I'm trying to connect my Facebook business.
Yeah. So when you open your Facebook business profile, before you do any posting, what you want to do is when you open your Facebook app, let's start from the very beginning. You want to throw me on speakerphone? Let's try this real quick.
Yeah.
Okay. So open up the Facebook app.
Okay. Let me see. Okay, I'm on my Facebook business page right now.
Okay. Now what you're going to do is go and click like at the top or where it shows your profile picture.
Mm-hmm.
And then right underneath that, you see your business profile, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now click on your business profile.
Okay, I clicked on business profile picture right now.
Okay, great. Now, you should be in your business profile page. Now, if you post right there on that page, it should only go to your business profile page. Okay? So, well, I don't know if you want to post anything right now to your business profile, but if you want to try it, maybe just a picture or a flyer or something that you already have posted, that should work for you. Now, once you post it, all you would do is share instantly to Instagram, and it automatically goes over, right? It'll be shared to both sides, and it should not go to your personal. Now, here's the other deal, right? When we're hosting your social media profile, you're going to notice that we're all the ads that we're putting out, if you want them shared with your Instagram, you can go to the settings, and then you can put for your business profile to instantly share. So anything that we post instantly just gets sent over to your Instagram as well, right? Because I won't be hosting the Instagram, but since they are meta, you can link them together, and they both get shared together. All we got to do is post on one. Does that make sense?
It's a meta. Yeah, I try to do that, but for some reason, I let you guys figure it out. Do I have to do it to link them together, or you guys need to link them together?
Yeah, so as far as linking them together, basically, I mean, we can't link them together, right? But what we can do is walk you through the steps, so that way they share with each other. That's not a problem, right? So no big deal. Now, as far as like the profile and making sure that it gets sent over, I mean, like I said, we'll walk you through, we'll help you out, make sure that you understand how that's done.
Yeah, but so if I sign up today, though, how long do you think you'll, and then do you guys will share me on that Google map too, right?
Absolutely. So that's what you're signing up for, the Google Maps, right? That's going to be the local map section.
And then, do you know how long it takes me to get some calls and stuff like that? For me to start showing?
I mean, in all honesty, the first part of the services are rolled out in the first 5 to 7 days, right? 7 to 14, you can start expecting things from like social media, things like that. And, you know, day 45 is when you're really going to start experiencing, you know, calls from everywhere, right? Because that's when we have you anchored on that front page. And it's going to have max visibility. But as far as generating things in the short term, I mean, we're doing that in the first 2 weeks, right? Making sure that your name is out there and you're able to be found to generate some phone calls to your business. I mean, at the end of the day, good marketing is only about the return on investment, not anything else, right? So that's definitely our goal, is to get you the jobs that you need.
Yeah, because I want to get like I said, all my dumps are in the yard right now, because I need to get some, start making some money.
For sure. And I mean, Google is going to be the way to go. You know, I mean, in all honesty, do the search. You'll see it there, right? These guys are not hurting for business, but it's because they're in the right area. You know what I mean? So I can get that done for you. We'll get it done at that 249. Basically, let me see what I have for onboarding. Because what we have to do is schedule you for your onboarding call as well. And I'd like to get that one done as soon as possible. But let's see what's on the calendar. It actually looks like the onboarding call.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that's a phone call. It takes about 30 to 40 minutes. That's with our IT team. And they're going to be giving you all your setups, right? Setting everything up. Basically, any information they're needing, they'll ask you for it. You don't need to be in front of a computer. It's going to be general knowledge, right? But they'll be getting all that information. So that way, your services are off and running. I do have some appointments for later today. So if you sign up right now, I get you onboarded later today. That way, this week, all your services start rolling out.
Another question, right? So once you guys take over my business, my Facebook and my Instagram business page, right? Can I still be able to post on that? Because I like to post whenever I drop off a dumpster, I like to post in the story, like the location and stuff like that, you know?
For sure. Yeah. Now, here's the deal. You won't be able to post. You won't be able to. I'm just joking. Of course. That's your business profile, right? It's going to be all your information. All we're doing is managing it for you. Everything will always stay yours. We'll never wipe you off completely. We'll never, you can sign out of being with us, your social media. Everything that we do for you while you're signed up continues to stay there. You have access to continue to post, even if you want to continue to market, through your social media or put things on your story, right? You always have that access. You are the owner. It's your profile. We're just in there managing it for you, making sure that you're getting your ads in front of the right people. Because if you've ever done a Facebook ad before, you'll notice they just get shot out into the abyss. You're going to get calls from 100 miles out, right? We geofence those ads in and then data service provide to make sure that they're staying within the service area. And people who are actively using those keywords are actually seeing your flyer. And that's what helps us create that return on investment.
Yeah. The most is 40 miles.
Yeah, I got you down for 40 miles, and is that in any direction?
Yeah, 40 miles radius and stuff like that, and it'll be 40 mile radius. The most is 40 miles radius, 35, 40, because I don't want to drive over in an hour and stuff like that, it's a little bit too long.
No, I hear you on that one, right? So not a problem. We'll go ahead. We'll trim down that radius. Now, can I go ahead and get your full name?
My full name is Wilkie Kenfort.
Wilson?
Wilkie, W-I-L-K-Y.
Okay.
Wilkie,
and
W.
You said, yeah.
Last name, Kenfort, C-A-M-P-F-O-R-T.
Okay, Kenfort. So Wilkie, that's W-I-L-Q-Y, and then Kenfort, C-A-M-P.
K-Y, W.
K-Y. Gotcha. All right, Kenfort, C-A-M-P-F-O-R-T. All right, let me go and update this one for you.
So I just pay you guys that $249 a month, every month, and then there's no extra cost on anything like that, right?
That's right. There's no extra taxes, fees, cost per lead, click, nothing like that is associated with it. So what you'll see for your billing statement will be a $249.00.
Yeah. And I don't want my personal address to be showing online, though. Is that?
Okay. So let me pull up the business profile. Is that what's showing right now on your business profile? It actually has your physical address?
Yeah. Does this show my physical address?
Let me see.
Because on Google, I hide it and stuff like that.
Yeah. No, it's hidden. You already have the masking on.
Yeah, because the house I use for my business and stuff like that is right next to actually where I live and stuff like that,
Gotcha.
It's two houses in proper size. I just don't want to show. Is that a problem? If I say it's just Stephanie, Florida, people would still be able to find me on my local area, Stephanie, right?
Oh, for sure. So here's how it works, right? And we do this, I always recommend this, right? I recommend that we mask the address and then we set up the geofencing radius. What that does for you is whenever clients find you, they'll see the map, they'll see your red ping, and they'll see the area that you service. And those are the areas that you're going to show up in. But the only thing they'll never see is an actual physical address. Even if they click on the red dot, it's just going to show them the service radius. So it'll never show them the actual property where the business is listed at.
Yeah. So with the radius, I need, like I said, I want to, do you need the city I want to service in the Hillsborough County area, or just do it for like 40 miles radius?
It's up to you, right? So, I mean, if you want to go by specific cities, we can. Your geofencing right now is taking you down to, looks like Ruskin, Balm, right outside of Plant City, up to Pasadena Hills, Wesley Chapel, right outside of Lutz, Great Oak Carrollwood, and obviously Tampa, right? You'll get all of Tampa there.
Yeah. Can I get the city? Is there some cities like real close to me, like which is like Dover, Durant, Plant City, and then Thornton, Sacasa?
Dover, Plant City. Okay. And what other ones? Listen for me. Anything you want, listen. I'm going to make sure that it's there for you. If I got to open your geo fan, I mean,
you want me to list them to you right now?
If you got them, let's do it.
Yeah, let me do it right now because I do see that they're very close to me and stuff. So I want to just talk to like the areas like they're like close to me because it pissed me off when I see somebody.
I can imagine. You see a dumpster rental right in your backyard and you look up the company and they're from an hour away. It's like, there's no way. How are they calling these people instead of me?
Yeah, that's crazy because I want to, like those places, they're like very close to me and stuff like that. You know, let me see. Okay. I got the
magic. I like that.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest, I'll talk to some business owners and they're like, oh, I don't care. There's business for me. There's business for them. I'm like, listen, I'm going to be honest. If there's business for everybody. But if you're not hungry to go and get that business, somebody else is going to take it. You got to be hungry.
Yeah. I don't know, man. We talked before, that boxing competitors that always come out of me and stuff like that, you know.
You were a boxer?
Yeah, remember with
we had that conversation. That's right. I was talking about my professional body, you talking to me about yours. Cool.
Yeah. Okay, those places, like I said, I want to have them like Tampa, Brandon, Riverview, Varico, Sefner, Mango, Donut Sassa, Bloomingdale, Dover, Durant, Palm River, Claremont, Progress Village, Fish Heart, Gissonton, Ruskin, Wamama, Apollo Beach, Sun City, Carrollwood, you know. You can put all those like city or just give you the one that's...
So I'm searching them all up and they're all within that 40 mile radius.
Oh, they're all in the 40 mile radius?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So you
over Durant, Plant City, Tampa, Brandon, Riverview, Sefner, Bloomingdale, Progress Village, Ruskin, Carrollwood. Yeah.
Mango, Sun City.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Sun City's good.
Mango.
Yeah, Mango. I checked that one. That was good to go.
Yeah, Fish Heart. Palm River, Claremont, Progress Village, Gissonton, Ruskin, Wamama, and Apollo Beach.
Okay, which one's after Gissonton?
After Gissonton is Ruskin, Ruskin, Ruskin.
Okay.
After Ruskin, we have Wamama. It's W-I. Yeah, Wamama, W-I. M-A-U-M-A.
Okay.
Apollo Beach, Sun City, Center, Carrollwood.
Okay, Sun City Center, Carrollwood.
Carrollwood. Oh, you got Carrollwood? And then you got Carrollwood. Got West Chase, Northdale, Temple Terrace. Those are all the cities that's like in the Hillsborough County area. You got Lindo Licks, you got Town and Country, University, and then you got Lutz, L-U-T-X.
Okay.
You got Lake Magdalene and Egypt Lake Lido. And then outside of Hillsborough County, you got Zephyr Hills. Which is that's in Pasco, which is that I used to get a lot of calls from there too, and then And that's why
they got the big one. What I'll do there is we're going to do an independent zero points there for you.
Yeah, Jesse Hill, that's in Pasco County. That's not in Hillsborough County. And then you got St. Petersburg, that's in Pinellas County. And you got Lakeland, you know, that's in Polk County and stuff like that. That's about it. I think all those areas are like in a 40-mile radius and stuff like that.
Yeah, for sure. As we're going, I'll type them in, and then it'll show me I set up the geofence of 40 miles, and it gets a green check mark. That means they're all the way in there. So all of these, every single one that we covered, all came back with a check mark. So that's not going to be a problem for us to get you listed there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So you got put the name, or is this the whatever you put, you're going to cover the whole city and stuff like that?
That's right. We're going to cover the whole city. Yeah. So we're going to cover the whole city of all these areas that you listed for me. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So basically anybody in this area searching the keywords, terms, phrases, whether it's Meta, Apple, Google, Bing, you're going to be there.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Now, what's a good, go ahead.
The one that's like close to me and stuff like that, which is Mango, Dontasasa, Mango, Dover, Durant, Clint City, Palm River, Claremont, Progress Village, Fish Hawk, Riverview, Valrico. Like, I live in Cessna and Mango, Brandon. But you say are you gonna put these cities like by names or by?
They're the service provider. So we geofence them in. Right. So basically we put all these cities inside of your service radius. So that way, whenever anybody's accessing, you know, these area, accessing these features in those areas,
mm-hmm.
you're able to show up when they're doing the search. You're there ready to catch them.
Oh, okay. So you want me to give you the name again? In order?
No, I got them all down. Dover, Durant, Plant City, Tampa, Brandon, Riverview, Sefner, Bloomingdale, Progress Village, Ruskin, Carrollwood, Nagel, Sun City, Fishheart, Palm River, Claremont, Gessington, Ruskin, Wamama, Apollo Beach, Sun City Center, Carrollwood, West Chase, Northdale, Temple Terrace, Linda Licks, University, Lux, Effie Hill, St. Petersburg, Lakeland.
Okay, do you have a Dontasasa?
Which one?
Dontasasa.
Spell that one for me.
T-H, everybody have a problem pronouncing. It's T-H-O-N-O-T-O-S-A-S-S-A. That's right down the street from me. I used to get a lot of work.
It sounds like a Blueface song.
Yeah. Tontasasa. Tontasasa. And then Mango. Do you have Mango too? Mango.
Yes, I do have Mango.
Yeah, Mango is right. Mango and Tontasasa are right there for me. Dover, Durant, Plant City, those places. So you got, so you're going to put all these places like an, what they call it?
Geofence. So basically, all those areas on the inside, and then what I'll do is we'll set up the radius outside of all these areas. And then inside of that, it's going to be highlighted blue. So all of these areas that are highlighted blue, those are all your data service providing areas. That's right. You'll see them right on the local map section on your Google Business profile whenever anybody clicks.
Okay. I got Tampa, Brandon, Riverview, Varico, Stefner, Mango, Tontasasa, Bloomingdale, Dontasasa, Bloomingdale, Dover, Durant, Plant City, Palm River, Claremont, Progress Village, Fishheart, Gissington, Ruskin, Wamama, Apollo Beach, Sun City Center, Carrollwood, West Chase, Northdale, Temple Terrace,
yeah. Linda Lakes.
Temple Terrace, Town and Country, University, Lutz, Lake Magdalene, Egypt Lake Lido, Zephyr Hills, St. Petersburg, Lakeland. And you'll be able to put all those things, or there's some that you cannot, won't be able to put. I could give you the name that you don't have to put if you don't.
No, we can push all those cities. Yeah, so that's why I listed them, to make sure that they're available for you with this listing, and they are available with this listing.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
All right.
Yes. Now, what else you need from me now?
Okay, so the next thing that we're going to do is I'm going to walk you through what's called a voice verification, okay? Now, on this one, basically, I just walk you through the program. I explain it to you. If you have any questions, just say, hey, Dave, what does that mean? and then I'll just rephrase it. I just want to make sure you have a good understanding before we get to like the billing info. So it takes about a minute and a half to 2 minutes, depending on how many questions you have.
Okay.
Ready to get started?
Yeah.
Okay. So welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Now this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash. It's an added form of protection for you. Now to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Silky Clean Out in Harlem.
Okay. Yeah, please state your name and title within the business.
Owner.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you can authorize user on the billing of your account, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, now, Wilkie, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so calls will come from our 877-635-6225 number. Please save that one down as Local Splash sending your contacts. Okay. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. What I'll do is provide you with a security question on your account. You can assure the calls coming from us and not another company. Now, you have three options. Your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Oh, you need that now?
Yeah, so we're going to set up a security question on your account.
Okay, what do you need? You need my name or?
Whichever question you like. Do you want to put your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
I'll put my first pet's name.
Okay, what would that be?
Rice, R-I-C-E, Rice.
Gotcha. All right, now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Do I do what?
So basically what that means is if anybody's calling you and they're like, hey, Wilkie, we want to help you with this and this on your Google profile and, you know, social media, what have you, I'm going to have very specific algorithms that are keeping you locked in there, right? So if somebody goes in, you promote it, and they start messing with it, it can affect our performance. So if you're thinking about doing anything like just give me a call. Hey, Dave, they're calling me. They think about this. You think it's a good idea? You know, just keep me in the loop. So that way, first of all, I'll tell you if they're trying to charge you for the same thing I'm already doing for you. Or second, they're not going to mess with the results that we got going on. Is that fair enough?
Okay. Yeah, that's cool, yeah.
Okay, great. Now, as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, you're already verified, so we wouldn't be needing any of this. Basically, you're going to just promote us as a manager. Right. But if for any reason, say Google wants an extra verification or they're asking for some information, we just ask that if we do need it, it gets submitted within the first at least 7 days. Right. That's going to be like a license, proof of insurance, Google verified application, which we're not going to need out the gate, Wilkie, but I just want to keep you informed. If we do, would you mind submitting that information within 7 days?
Yes. No problem.
Okay. Now, let's see what I got here for you. Your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on April 6, 2026, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is a three-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments would automatically renew on the sixth day of each month in the amount of $249. This is your monthly recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Now, if you do cancel your account within the first 90 days, the early termination fee we spoke about would apply. Okay. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, all you do is contact client support at least 3 days before your next billing is due. Okay. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. So we got Wilkie Camp for it, and I got you down to 74 to 33584. What's the billing address that we're going to have on file for it?
The billing address is 535343 County Road 579, Cessna, Florida 33584.
Okay, so I have 535343.
No. Yeah. 5343.
Gotcha. Okay. 5343 County Road 579, Cessna, Florida 33584.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me update this address real quick.
Now, And another thing, my real business name is Silky Clean Out in Harlem, but if you go on Google, I just changed on Google just to make it more. I put on like Silky Dumpster Rental and Junk Harlem. So would that be a problem? That won't be a problem, would it?
No, it's not a problem, but I'm going to update it here on our profile as well. Silky Dumpster Rental in Harlem. Give me one second.
No, I mean, but the real business name is Silky Clean Out in Harlem.
Yeah, I understand. And that's how it's registered with the state. I understand exactly what you're saying. You have it registered with the state under one name, but your Google business profile is under another. And that's fine. What I want to do is make sure that what we have on file matches what your Google business profile has.
Okay. Because I'm already verified and stuff like that with Google and stuff like that, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely. So we don't got to go through the re-verification process, nothing like that. Don't worry. That's not a problem. I just want to have everything lined up the same, right? So whatever your TVP says is what your account's going to say here with us.
Okay. And do I need to add you guys on my Google account as a...
Yeah, so I'll send you that information right now. So as soon as you process it, you're going to get 3 automatic messages come in, and then it helps you walk you right through linking us in and promoting us to managers and stuff like that. Okay. So let's see. Now, Wilkie, what's a good email address for you?
It's a Sookie. 813@live.com.
Great job making an easy email. Oh my lord, sometimes some guys give me an email and they're like, Q-U-F-R, doesn't even spell a word. And I'm like, what are you doing with that email address?
Nah, it's just Sookie Clean Out, like Sookie 813.
Yeah,
I had an email before I started my business. I was like, you know what, I'm going to use it for my business as well.
Yeah, for sure. Yep, might as well, man. I mean, one email for everything is always going to help you in having access to a bunch of them. So, let's see. I have some onboarding calls for you later today. What time are you going to be available? So,
do I have to be home in front of the computer and stuff like that? Or?
No, as long as you can answer the phone. And, I mean, I got some today and tomorrow, right? So, just let me know what works for you, and I'll schedule you down.
Yeah, I could do it. If I have he'll give me the information what email to add you guys on my Google account and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're going to do all that. Like right now, as soon as we process payment, automatically 3 messages get sent out. As soon as the payment's processed, you lock in the listing. And on those 3 messages, one of them's like your initial invoice. The other one's your logins. So I'll take you over. We'll download your dashboard. We'll get you logged in. And then right there, it'll tell you click here, promote us here, things like that.
Yeah, I might. Yeah, I'll probably have to wait for my wife to get here because she's more computer smart than me.
It's real easy, and I'll be on the phone with you too, right? So, I mean, I'll help you out with it. But as far as, like, if you want to do the onboarding call with your wife available, just give me a time that she'll be there with you, and then basically I'll schedule you down at that time. And if for some reason you got to reschedule whenever we call you, I mean, that's not a problem either, right? I mean, basically I just want to get this ball up and rolling so that way we can get your services rolled out.
Yeah, start getting some traffic going and stuff like that.
Exactly, like, yeah. The sooner we get started working, the sooner, the better off you'll be.
Yeah, the number for to stay for you is 704-457-8853.
Okay, and that's the phone number for what?
This is the number for to stay for you, 704-457-8853.
No. So that's... Check it out. That's a voiceover IP phone number. Let's text you the number you gotta save. Okay, I just texted that one out to you. It'd be 877, and off on the side, you're gonna see an EXT. That extension, and I know you got my extension already, right? Because I texted it to you.
I think I got the number for you.
Yeah, perfect. That 877, that's the number I want you to save. And then the extension, that brings you right over into my office.
Yeah, that's what I did. I think I got it.
I saw your missed call voice. That's where I kind of grabbed that phone number and gave you a call back. Okay, so now let me go ahead and get you. So what time is going to work? You want to do later today?
Yeah, like what time?
Well, the latest that I have would be 8 p.m. your time, and then I have 7, 6, 5.
Is like
you want to do around lunchtime, or do you want to do later in the evening?
7, 6 time, like, what do I need to, like, you guys need to, what do you guys need from me at that time, like, what?
just general knowledge. You don't even need to be at a computer. They're just going to ask you questions about your business that you already have the answer to, like normal things. Like they'll just go through, and it's our IT team, basically. So they're going to go through and start programming everything. So if they have any questions about the business, they'll just ask you and put it in. Right.
Oh, okay. And they're going to need access to my, just to add them on my Google thing as a manager or whatever.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
And then my Facebook account name. But the thing is, I don't know, like I can't remember my Facebook passwords and stuff like that. Do they need that too? Or?
Well, are you logged in already to Facebook? We don't need the password. Yeah, I mean, you just promote us as a manager. Yeah, no, we don't need the password. You just put us as a manager, and then you know whenever.
Oh, Facebook. They'll tell you how to do that, right?
Absolutely. No, yeah, absolutely. That's what the onboarding calls for.
Okay. Yeah, so you could call me does anybody give me like a notice before they call so I can be home?
Absolutely. We'll give you a reminder an hour before.
Okay. That sounds good. And what time you guys say you guys gonna call?
Well, I got the evening available. I mean, do you want to do, let's see, you want to do, should we do 6 p.m. here? You want to do 6 p.m. your time?
Oh, what's the latest you guys to do?
The latest we have, that's going to be, yeah, 6 p.m. your time.
Oh, 6 p.m. my time?
Yeah. I also have, yeah, that's going to be the latest. Let me see. I'm sorry. No, your latest is going to be 7.
7?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, what's the earliest would be like a 6 o'clock, right?
Oh, I got earlier ones for you. I mean, I have, let's see, I got a 3 p.m. and I got a 4 p.m. And I have, yeah, those are going to be the earliest ones I have for today. 3, 4 p.m. Yeah, you want to do 4?
Yeah, I'd do 4.
Okay. Let's send this one out to silky813@live.com. Okay, so it's going to go right over to your calendar.
Okay, did you send it now already?
I'm putting it together right now. Just give me 1 minute. Got to put the invite together. It's going to be with myself, you, and our onboarding team.
Oh, okay. And that's like, you got like the website, SEO, and all that stuff, right?
That's right. Doing the website, SEO, social media, Alexa, Siri, Apple Maps, Bing, and Yelp. That's right.
Oh, okay. And then the Google Maps and all that stuff, Google.
Yeah, well, Google Maps for space placement, I mean, that's the base of the service, right? And then obviously the other ones, those are your directory submissions, as well as social media marketing and website.
Yeah, because like right now, man, I just need some traffic, man, because like I said, all my dumpsters are sitting at home right now. You know, I'm not doing anything. Collecting dust. Sure. And
I got you. And we'll get those filled up for you. No worries. Let me just go ahead and get this invited. So your onboarding just went out to you. Okay. Now we're ready for billing.
Okay.
Now you use Master Visa, Discover Amex.
It's American Express.
Amex, okay. And I'm ready when you are.
The number is 37-98-385-857-41-008.
Expiration?
Expiration is, what the hell is expiration? This one doesn't say no expiration. Oh, 0530.
2030 and CVV. Or, well, actually, that one has a different code. It's 4 digits on the front.
It's 6626.
Now, right now, you're going to notice 3 automatic messages you're going to go to. Now, the first one that I need you to pull up is the one that says initial invoice. Just give it a minute.
And do you guys have the option to, like, if somebody clicked on my Google, one of my Google thing, whatever, and it'll send them an email? Do you guys have that option too or not?
Yeah, like if they click on it, oh yeah, so we have all the short codes. So not only is it going to be for things like emails, but it'll also be for reviews. So you'll have a short link code you can send out to your clients for reviews so that we can continue building that profile, as well as quick links to things like scheduling, calendars.
I got a guy. I know the guy that clicked on his thing just to see his profile, just to see it. And every freaking time, I clicked on his Google thing one time, and every time I clicked on every time he just sent me an email and stuff like that. Every other time he just sent me an email, and I only clicked on his thing one time. Okay, so what I do now?
Okay, so you got the initial invoice? Go ahead and click on that one and open it up for me.
It's loading. Okay, I agree. I don't have to put the business, put my real name right, my name right.
That's right, put your name. So the spelling that I put there for you, I got that right?
Yeah, Wilkie Kim for you.
Perfect. Yeah, so just go ahead and update your name there for me.
Oh, okay. They say welcome to local Splash. They want me to... So create a username and then a password.
So your username and password should be sent out to you right now as well. Give me 1 second, let me make sure that one's on the way.
Oh, it's sent like as an email, as a text message or email?
It's gonna come through as a text message. So give me 1 second. Looks like that one's processing still. Okay, that one just got sent out. So it looks like the username is going to be your phone number, no spaces, no dashes. And then right now in the text message, you'll be able to see your password.
Okay, I'll put the 7. Okay, what about the...
So you'll want to follow that link to log in, right? That's on the text message that was sent to you.
Yeah.
And once you follow that link, you're going to use that login information with that phone number and password.
Okay. And then what's the password? Just like I have to, oh, that run photos. That's the password.
Yeah, right? I won't see the password, but you'll see it.
I was just there. What the hell happened?
Update for the TNC, you got that one all signed, ready to go. Were you able to log into your dashboard?
No, I'm trying to put the... Okay, I'm trying to put the... Help with anything, Wilkie, feel free. Don't worry, you just ask me and then I'll make sure that you need everything you need. Yeah, it said, it just say connect to my Google. I did, and I'm just.
Oh, okay, you're going through the little steps. You're connecting everything already. Fantastic, great job.
No, that's what it said. It just said connect everything to my Google. I'm like.
Yeah, basically it's already getting you to promote us as managers and get all those little things done, or those little tasks.
I mean, are you on my Google now or no?
No, I'm not. But I'll check right now if you've already been promoted, if you promoted us to manager. So I'm onboarding. I had to push that back a couple hours till 5 p.m. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, real quick, Wilkie, is the business address the same as the billing address?
5343 County Road,
5349. County Road?
Oh, yes.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, but I don't want that to show on my Google, though.
No, it's not going to show. I just got to have it on file. Okay. Yeah, we got that masking feature. Okay, so it looks like right now we're all good unless you have any questions, and then we're going to jump back on the line later today at 5 p.m. to complete onboarding.
Okay, so I'm just so you guys already on my have access to my Google right?
That's right. Now for the dashboard, if you look back at the text message that I sent you with your logins, down at the mm-hmm. bottom there'll be a YouTube link. Okay, mm-hmm. feel free to click on that one, cut and paste it. It's got a little video. It's about 2 minutes long. It'll walk you through the dashboard. So that way you become familiar with it. You know how to use it. You know where to find things and you know, obviously, you know, help you with your day-to-day as far as that dashboard goes. So give that one a look, and then we can dismiss for now, and then we'll reconvene later today at 5 p.m. for your onboarding.
Okay. All right.
Have any questions for me right now, Wilkie, that I can help you out with before I let you go?
No, just look at the – so, hold on. So, later on today, when the guy called me, that's when they're going to give him access to my Facebook page and then my Instagram page and then what else?
It's going to be the Facebook page. So, we already have access to the Google business profile. So, basically, you'll go in, promote it to the manager for your Facebook business profile. And then we'll just go through some of the follow-up questions and information, making sure we have everything correct on file for you. And that'll be pretty much the bulk of the onboarding call.
Oh, okay. But you guys have access to my Google account right now, right?
That's right. It looks like you're already promoted as a manager to the dashboard.
Oh, okay. And then later on today, the guy's going to call me just to get him with the access to my Instagram.
That's right. That's with the Facebook. That's right. So later on when we call you, we'll be going through the other small details of the program, making sure everything lines up. So basically, they'll just ask you a series of questions, and then making sure that everything is ready to go for you guys, sure everything's correct. And so, like, yeah, Facebook business profiles, things like that.
Okay, and then when will you guys start working on when should I start expecting some calls and stuff like start working on it?
So remember, that timeline, within the first 5 to 7 days, you're going to notice your emails are going through your directory submissions about Apple Maps, Siri, Alexa, so on and so forth. 7 to 14, that's going to be social media. And then we're going to present you with the shell of the website before we just switch it out. So basically, we'll contact you in, hey, you know, Wilkie, here's the website. Go give it a look. If you like it, let us know. You check it out. Yeah, that's great. Then we'll switch that one out seamlessly, right? So that way you never look out your website.
It does SEO and everything, the Google SEO and everything.
SEO and everything. That's right.
Okay. All right. I'll wait. You said the guy will give me like at least a note before you start calling.
Yeah, an hour before. Yeah, we'll send you out an email and a text message an hour before. And then I'm going to call you. At 5. And I'll be on the line with our onboarding agent. Usually it's like Nikki or sometimes Natalie, right? So I'll introduce you to them. And once you guys, you know, get off and running, then I'll just kind of leave you off to it.
Okay, no problem. I'll start watching the video now. But at the same time, like I said, with the video, it probably won't mean nothing. I probably need some help with somebody to guide me and stuff like that. You know?
Oh, for sure. No, yeah, that's what that onboarding is for also, you know, to continue to answer any questions and make sure that you're all taken care of.
No problem. Thank you, man.
Absolutely. We appreciate the call, and then we'll talk to you here in a bit.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
All right.